The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Fantasy football fans, listen up. If you're listening to Even Money Podcast, you like making the games more interesting. Well, why don't you do it on your phone with the new Draft app? It is awesome. It's a real live snake draft. You can be done under 5 minutes, and it's just 1 week at a time. You can join one for week four right now. The best part, you're playing for cold hard cash, and get this, your chances of winning are 80% better than on the salary cap sites. Plus, all new players get a free entry into a real money draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use the promo code EVENMONEY. That's right, play a real money game for free just by using the promo code EVENMONEY, and it gets even better. Draft.com is so sure you'll love it that they're even offering my listeners a money-back guarantee up to $100. Just search Draft in your app store or go to Draft.com and come play free right now with promo code EVENMONEY.
If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It was not a great weekend for us in week three. Sorry for those of you that went with me. I lost 3 units. I actually thought it was going to be worse. And Steve was up a unit, so he keeps just chalking up the wins each week. Might not have been huge, but the black is the black. We are the Even Money Podcast presented by betonline.ag, the online gaming website of choice for the Even Money Podcast, because they got the best odds and the fastest payouts. He's the man with the plan, Steve Fezzik. You check him out on Twitter, at Fezzik Sports. He dominated last year, is doing very well so far this year. The only two-time winner of the Super Bowl of professional football gambling. I'm the former offensive lineman, at Ross Tucker on NFL, on Twitter and Instagram, as well as Facebook.com/RossTuckerNFL. Steve, we shall start with last week, like we always do. I mentioned I was down 3 units. You were up 1 unit. Before we get into the specifics, I said last week that I was all in on unders, and it came back to bite me in a major way. And I think, Steve, you and I even asked, I don't know if it was on the air or not, I had said, you know, so with something like that, do you keep going with that trend, or do you realize it's going to come to an end soon and you pull back? And I went with it, and it caught up to me.
And I think it's the trend towards overs will continue moving forward. I think that what's happened is in the preseason, everyone's afraid that their players are going to get hurt. So many skill position players and quarterbacks got so few snaps. The NFL is a league that the rules have been doctored so much. Ross, wouldn't you love to play with the current rules on offense and where you breathe on a quarterback and it's 15 yards?
Yeah, I mean, the rules certainly are geared for the offense. There's no question. You look at the games week by week, Steve. You and I, we had a best bet on the under for Rams Niners. The total was 39.5. The final score was 41-39. I mean, If you're going to lose, you might as well lose big. I had 2 units on the under. You had 1. I also put 1 unit on San Francisco, so I won that one by a half point, thankfully. So we both lost 1 unit on that game. Then you go to the Jags and the Ravens. I had 2 units on the under. And if the Ravens played any kind of defense or like they normally do at all, the under should have hit. But the Ravens somehow let the Jags score 44 points on them, including a fake punt. So I lost 2 units on the under there. You had the Jags, Steve, so you won 2 units there. And then our next best bet was the Colts and the Browns, and this best bet came through. We both liked the Colts. We both put 2 units on the Colts. They came through and won 31-28. Unfortunately, I also went on the under on that one. So that was a break-even game for me. Finally, the under in the Steelers and the Bears came through. So we both won 2 units on that under, and you got 2 units on Chicago as well, getting those 7.5 points. So that was a 4-unit game for you, Steve. So you came out of the gate pretty strong, and even my picks when I had winners, I offset them in sometimes in the same game, Steve, by losing on the total.
And I think just human nature, you saw those unders the first 2 weeks. It's hard, you know, when you watch as much football as we do, your eyes deceive you and you say, oh, that's just got to continue. In retrospect, you know what? I'm never playing an under on any total below 41. It can get there just by circumstance.
Yeah, you know, that's a fair point. Keeping it going, we both passed Miami and the Jets. That would have been a good under one. Then you get to Buffalo and Denver. I put 2 more units on the under, and somehow the Bills scored 26 points against the Broncos, so I lost 2 more units there. Then we had New Orleans and Carolina. We both took the under on that one. That one pushed. So we pushed on that one because it hit exactly 47. They nailed it on that one. Finally, I had 2 units on the under, 50.5 for the Lions and the Falcons. The game went over. You had a unit on Detroit. That's a bad beat, Steve. How did you feel about that one?
You know, I don't understand how if the player rolls in the end zone and then he doesn't complete the catch, it's incomplete, but yet he can be ruled to have had possession and be down on the one. It seems inconsistent to me. Having said all that, I was +3 in turnovers. I didn't even deserve to be there.
That's a fair point. Matty Ice did throw 3 interceptions. You had 2 units on the under in Seattle and Tennessee, and that did not work out for you. That was a high-scoring game, so you lost 2 units there. You had a unit on the over in the Chargers and the Chiefs. That didn't happen for you either, so you lost another unit there. We did not go head-to-head. We went Cincinnati versus Green Bay. I put a unit on Cincinnati. They came through for me finally. You passed and just leaned Cincinnati. Did you have any bet on that one, Steve?
I think I had a +8. And I'm sorry, I had a +9, and it was coming down, and I was I didn't want to play the entire board, but I should have on that case because Cincinnati is clear-cut right side.
Well, he has you down as -1 there, but you actually you actually didn't bet it. You just leaned Cincinnati. So you actually get a 0 there, and you were so that means you were actually +2 for the week. He had just -1 there. That's our buddy Todd Bergman, who does an unbelievable job. We really appreciate him, at L Birdman. So you're actually +2 for the week because you passed that game. And then I passed Oakland and the Redskins. You had 2 units on the over and 2 units on Washington. The over did not hit, but the Redskins did. So you were even, Steven, on that one. And then you put a unit on Arizona against the Cowboys, which did not come through for you. So ultimately, I lost 3 units. Actually, now I'm looking at it, and it looks like – oh, no. Yeah, I lost 3 units, and you lost – you were up 2. So, and then our best bets, we were 2 for 3, and then we had 1 tie in addition to that. So 2 for 3 with a tie. All right, let's get into tonight's games, or at least the game starting with tomorrow night, which is the Packers and the Bears. Before we do that, though, I want to make sure everybody knows that if you're trying to hire somebody, ZipRecruiter is the place to do it, because you can post your job to 100-plus job sites with just one click. They got powerful technology that matches the right people to your job. They basically take all these different job sites, like I said, and put it all out there, save you a bunch of time that would normally be spent juggling emails or calls to your office or whatever. Just screen, rate, and manage candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard. All you need to do for businesses of all sizes is go to ZipRecruiter.com/even, and you can post jobs for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/even. One more time, you got any job, any purpose, go to ZipRecruiter.com/even. Let's do it, Bri.
All right, Ross, as you said, Thursday night football is Chicago at Green Bay. The Packers 7-point favorites with a total of 45.5.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. The Packers remain a little bit beat up. I think that the Bears are playing better than we anticipated. The total here still seems a little bit high to me, but I'm going to end up passing this game. I think the Packers win. I think it ends up being about a, you know, 27-24 type of game. So I'm passing that game.
Yeah, these two have a long history of lower scoring games recently. I know that Cincinnati got 24 points, but that included a pick six against Green Bay. And Green Bay, big problems with the injuries in the O-line. I think the Bears D, if there's been one theme of the unders that we've been winning, Ross, we've been winning playing Bears games unders, and I think that their defense is underrated, and Glennon is just not able to carry the team on offense, and they're running out of wide receivers. I'm going to go under for 2 units, under 45.5.
All right, Steve, on to Sunday. Another London game, Saints and the Dolphins. New Orleans, 3-point favorites with a total of 49.5.
Yeah, Dolphins have not been home since August 14th, second week of preseason, so I want no part of them with all of their traveling. There's been a long history of late of London games going over, and I wonder if that's almost like it's hard. NFL players like routine, and you break from your routine completely, and I think it impacts the defense more than the offense. Short sample size, but that's been the case. New Orleans defense is absolutely atrocious, and New Orleans is going to score. I think Miami will score as well. I'm just going to lean over because it's a high total. Lean to the over.
Yeah, and you got to think that the Dolphins will bounce back after that disastrous performance against the Jets, and you wonder the Saints, you know, they are already over in London. The Dolphins leave tomorrow night. I don't know. Most teams, they do it now. They leave Thursday after practice, so I don't know that that makes that much of a difference. I just really like what I saw from the Saints on Sunday, and I know that what typically happens is the Saints aren't really that good. The Dolphins really aren't that bad, but I'm still going to put one unit on the Saints. The Miami Dolphins pass defense is terrible. So I'm going to lay the 3 points and take the Saints.
All right, Ross, Carolina at New England. Patriots favored by 9 with a total of 49.
Feels right, other than the total. I mean, Carolina can't score at all, although I guess, you know, we felt the same way about the Texans until they went to New England and scored a bunch of points. But 49 seems high. I think Carolina's defense will play better against New England than they did against the Saints. And I don't think that, you know, the Patriots, I don't think Carolina will score as quite so much against the Patriots. I know their defense has really struggled. I'm putting 2 units on the under 49 in this game.
Certainly makes sense looking at Carolina. Cam can't throw at all. Doesn't want to run as much, and he doesn't have Olsen, and Benjamin's hurt, so his tight end's out, his safety blanket, and he doesn't have a deep threat. However, New England statistically, Ross, is the worst team in the NFL defensively. They're giving up over 7 yards per play, wow, you would expect Belichick would fix it and fix it fast here. I'm going to pass.
All right, Steve, the LA Rams at the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys, 6.5-point favorites, 46.5 total.
Yeah, so this game was 8, and I actually, I'll go ahead and disclose it. I gave out the Rams plus 8 as my underdog 3-star play of the week, and that was back on Monday. Fast forward to Wednesday, I'm not taking 6.5 when I bet 8.5 myself and gave out plus 8. I do think the Rams, at the end of the year, it's possible we might see them win the division. They might be the one team, because they've always been decent with no quarterback. If they can just get average quarterback play out of Goff, they absolutely could usurp Seattle and Arizona and win this division. I expect lots of points. The Dallas secondary is all banged up. Dallas is certainly going to get some points as well. I like the over, 2 units on the over.
Interesting. 2 units on the over. I like the Rams, and I know I wish I was getting the 8 or the 8.5, but I kind of like the Rams in this game, the way they've been playing, but I'm just going to lean Rams. I'm not going to actually put any units on them, and I'm with you on the over. Both teams have shown they can score and score in bunches, so I'll put 2 units on the over as well, which I guess is our first best bet.
The best bet.
Moving on, Ross. Detroit at Minnesota. No line, no total.
Yep, nothing to say here until we know what the deal is with Bradford, unfortunately.
And I did want to chime in on this game. You have to bet Minnesota in this game, so just grade me 2 units. I don't care who's playing quarterback. I don't care what the line is. Detroit won 2 games against Minnesota last year. They should have lost both of them. They were the most ridiculous Viking losses. Any Viking fans listening to this podcast can tell you about what happened. It won't happen again. I'm taking Minnesota in the blind for 2 units.
All right, next up, Tennessee at Houston. The Titans, 1.5-point favorites with a total of 44.
So I think the marketplace is not valuing Houston correctly here. I'm going to take Houston for 2 units, and it's all about the fact that most of us had Houston rated as a well below average team because we expected Watson to struggle. Well, he did throw one bad, almost pick six, but the kid played phenomenally against New England. He looks like a huge upgrade over Savage, huge upgrade over anything that Houston's had at quarterback, including the Ostrich. I'm kind of surprised Houston's catching points. 2 units, Houston.
Yeah, at home, Houston's catching points. But I think that the odds makers are still a little skeptical on Watson, and that was really, I think, in their mind, just a one-game thing. I'm going to pass this game. I'd probably lean Houston at home, but I like this Tennessee team quite a bit, so I'm going to pass the game.
All right, Ross, the Jacksonville Jaguars, 3.5-point favorites at the New York Jets with a total of 39.5.
Well, obviously, I don't think either one of these teams is as good as they looked on Sunday, the Jets against the Dolphins or the Jags in London. But this is interesting because the Jags – and I wanted to bring something up, Steve, that my buddy Ryan Newman mentioned before I forget. When's the last time, before I forget, that if you look at the Rams are playing the Cowboys and the Niners are playing the Cardinals. So in each instance, the team that played Thursday night is playing the team that played Monday night. So the team with extra rest is playing the team that had a short week. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, and that happened with New England week 2 when they played against the Saints. I looked up that trend. Historically, you'd think it would be a great thing to back the Thursday team. Turns out they're only 16-18 against the spread historically coming into the year, but it's been good so far this year.
For this game we're talking about, I'm going to put a unit on the Jets. They're better than I thought they were. They're going to screw up tanking, and I think they got a chance to win the game. I'll put 1 unit on the Jets at home, getting 3.5 points.
You know, my power ratings say Jacksonville. I really have the Jets way, way below Jacksonville, and the Jets not with that much of a home field edge. But It's a terrible spot for the Jags. They get that London trip, which they're great at. They get a blowout win. Now they have to fly back to Jacksonville and then fly to New York. So terrible travel spot. I think that trumps all the power ratings, the situation. I'll take the Jets with you for a unit.
The best bet.
All right, the Battle of Ohio, Cincinnati at Cleveland. Bengals favored by 3 with a total of 41.
I'm going to lean with the Browns, but you just don't make money as a professional bettor, as a recreational bettor, as any type of bettor. Betting on the Cleveland Browns, they started 2-12 against the spread last year, off to a bad start. This year, I can't bet the Browns. I just lean their way.
Yeah, you know, the Bengals kind of got their offense going a little bit against Green Bay, and now they're playing Cleveland. This is a tough one for me. You know, somebody's got to win the game. I guess I lean Cleveland as well, but I don't feel good enough about it, the way their defense played against the Colts, to actually place a wager. I'm passing the game.
Ross, the Steelers, 3-point favorites at the Baltimore Ravens with a total of 43.5.
Yeah, what jumps out to me here is the total. I mean, the Ravens' offense hasn't been good. The Steelers' offense has been disappointing, and I think that the Ravens' defense bounces back. These games are always 17-14. I mean, it seems like they're always low scoring. Anyway, I know the game on Christmas last year was a little bit higher scoring, but I think it's a low scoring game. I think Pittsburgh probably wins by about a field goal, but I think it's like 20-17, 17-14. I'm taking 2 units on the under 43.5.
Pittsburgh struggles on the road to score with Big Ben, where they're much more like a mortal team. Baltimore plays better defensively at home. The game in London, Baltimore had 0 offense. They got O-line cluster injuries and retirement problems, so they're not going to score. The last 9 times these two teams have played in Baltimore, Ross, none of them have gone over 43. None. I'm with you. 2 units on the under.
The best bet.
Steve, Buffalo at Atlanta, the Falcons favored by 8 with a total of 48.5.
There's been a change in my power ratings. Atlanta and Kansas City are tied for first in the NFL, and Atlanta looks like they're going to be really good in their new dome, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I'll lean to the Falcons.
Wow. I would lean Buffalo. I just really like the way they're playing. I mean, they're 2-1, and even in the loss at Carolina, they were pretty competitive. They played better on defense than I think we expected them to play. Tyrod Taylor's coming off his best game. They've got some confidence coming out of that game against the Broncos. But they are playing in Atlanta. So I'm just going to lean Buffalo. Actually, you know what? I changed my mind. I'm putting 1 unit on the Bills, getting the 8 points. And I also put 1 unit on the under 48.5. I know it's the Falcons, but I don't expect Buffalo to score that much. I think their defense has been pretty solid. So 1 unit on Buffalo, getting the 8, and 1 unit on the under 48.5.
The New York Giants at the Tampa Bay Bucks. Tampa Bay, 3-point favorites with a total of 44.
This is one where you feel like the Giants have to win a game at some point. They finally got it going in the fourth quarter. The Bucks just got shredded by Case Keenum, and they're really, really beat up defensively. I like the Giants quite a bit in this game. In fact, I'm putting 2 units on the Giants getting the 3 points. I think they win the game outright.
Yeah, you got the right side here, Ross. I'm not even sure that there's going to be more Tampa Bay fans down in Florida than Giants fans. The bye sign is blinking. The Giants have all their wide receivers healthy. They're all hurt to start the year. And now that Eli can throw that little slant and have Beckham take it 60 yards, they'll be just fine, especially against, you nailed it, Tampa Bay defense is already really hurting with injuries, and their offense was not much to speak of in preseason. 2 units on the Giants plus 3. And you know what? I think the Giants will get this game over because they're going to put up 27 over 44, 2 units as well.
The best bet.
All right, Philadelphia at the Los Angeles Chargers, LA minus 1, total 47.
So I'm all ready to put a bet on the Chargers catching 2 in this game because the Eagles are so banged up on defense. But there's no way I can bet the Chargers as the favorite, because what do Chargers do? Lose really close games in very inventive ways, I might add. I do think that there's going to be a lot of points in this game. I'm going to go over for 2 units.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I think that the Chargers probably win the game. They're too talented and they're too good, I think, to be 0-4, including 3 straight losses at home. I just don't see that happening. Eagles coming off the 61-yard field goal, close game. I'm not going to put a bet on it because I think it could go either way, but I think the Chargers are going to end up winning that game. Over 47, I'm going to pass on that. I'd probably lean to the over for you, but, man, the Chargers' corners and the Chargers' pass rushers, a little too good in my mind for that, so I'm going to pass. But I would lean over with you, Steve.
San Francisco will be at Arizona. The Cardinals' 7-point favorites. Our total is 44.5.
That number surprised me a little bit. I don't know. I mean, short week for Arizona, long week for San Francisco. San Francisco looks better. Arizona's O-line struggles. I think that the Niners have a chance to win the game, and they'll definitely be in it. So I'll put 2 units on the 49ers getting 7.
Number surprises me as well. I'm not sure Arizona's better than San Francisco. I think they came up with a great game plan against Dallas, knowing they couldn't run, and they came out throwing, and it surprised Dallas, and that's why they dominated the first half, and then things got back to reality. Carson Palmer played a clean game. I don't know if he can play another clean game. And I got to tell you, watching Chris Johnson run instead of David Johnson is just a complete different team. Got 1.5 yards per carry against the Cowboys. So someone's going to win by a field goal. We'll take the 7-2 units. Best bet.
The best bet.
The Oakland Raiders at the Denver Broncos. Denver favored by 2.5. The total there is 46.5.
Get the better team. Only have to lay 2.5. Absolutely. I firmly believe going into the year, Oakland was overrated. Terrible performance against Washington where they got outcoached. But this line should be 3, and I can lay 2.5 still. Denver, 2 units.
Does certainly seem like that Denver plays better at home than they do on the road. I would expect Trevor Siemian to bounce back. I think that the Raiders should play better than they did Sunday night as well, but that's a tough pass defense to go against, even though Tyrod Taylor played pretty well. I'm with you. I think that the Broncos win the game, and I don't think by much, but I'll put 1 unit on the Broncos, laying the 2.5.
The best bet.
Indianapolis at Seattle. The Seahawks favored by 13, and our total is 41.5.
Yeah, I'm going to go and pass this game. My initial thought was to lean Indianapolis, getting the 13 points. But Seattle at home in a night game, I just think that they're going to be all over the Colts and that the Colts crumble and that this is their breakout game. So the number I actually like here is the over 41.5. I'm going to put 1 unit on the over 41.5. I think that Seattle rolls, though, probably by about 2 touchdowns. This feels like, 27-13, something like that to me, 31-17, because I think it'll go over. So I think like 31-17. I'm going to put 1 unit on the over 41.5.
Yeah, I lean Indianapolis, but I'm not going to pull the trigger because of all the reasons Ross mentioned. I'm with them with the higher scoring game. I think Seattle is definitely, they tried to speed it up against Tennessee and it worked. They started to move the ball in the second half. I expect that they are going to probably go with a hurry up offense for part of this game as well, because the Legion of Boom will not fear the Indianapolis offense getting more possessions. We're going to go over for a unit as well.
The best bet.
All right, Steve, let's finish it off. Monday Night Football, Washington at Kansas City. The Chiefs, 7-point favorites. Our total there is 49.5.
I'll lean to Kansas City. A team I've got tied with Atlanta for the best team in the NFL right now. But, I went with the over with Washington against the Raiders. And the Washington offense did their part, but their Washington defense so outperformed and never had a chance. I really think we're looking at a shootout here. I don't like Washington's defense despite that very fine performance, and I like Washington's offense even though they lost their two wide receivers. They picked up Pryor, and they're absolutely clicking. Cousins is clicking, and no one is stopping Kansas City right now, especially not this crappy Washington defense. Over 2 units.
Yeah, I thought about that. I would lean over, but I'm going to pass the game. 49.5. I don't know if it gets there. We'll see. Kansas City does have Marcus Peters and Justin Houston, some good players on defense. They only gave up 10 points to the Chargers. That's the loudest place I've ever played. It's a Monday night game at Kansas City. Place should be rocking. I would lean over, but I don't feel good enough about it to put the money down. I think Chiefs probably win by 7 to 10 points. So I am unfortunately going to pass. So now that you know what you're going to bet and why, go to betonline.ag. That is the place we recommend. You use the promo code EVENMONEY on your first deposit so that you earn a 50% welcome bonus up to $2,500 worth of sportsbook free plays. $2,500. I mean, if you have the money to put that down, that's amazing. Plus, they got the most props, and their state-of-the-art live betting software is sweet. You can bet during games, which Steve has said to you before. That's when there's a lot of value there. Plus, they're giving you $25 on your first live bet. Don't miss out on betting any of the games in Week 4. Make sure you go to betonline.ag and use the promo code EVENMONEY to score your $2,500 bonus. That'll do it, by the way, for this week's Even Money podcast. If you want the free Madden this week, I'm taking Tuckheads. Tuckheads only for the free Madden this week. So you got to let me know if you want it. Not even let me know. You got to be a Tuckhead to get it. So sign up over at Tuckheads.com. We actually have some awesome discussions on there about bets, and everybody, Dan and everybody lists, Tim, the bets that they're making for the week. It's pretty cool. I encourage you guys to at least give it a try for a month. That's Tuckheads.com. Other than that, good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, the Fantasy Feast Podcast, and the College Draft Podcast, all available on iTunes at RossTucker.com or wherever podcasts can be found.